welcome to Season 2, Episode 7 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen. I've been in the cannabis consumption industry for about 10 years now. But before we continue, please hit subscribe below and give us a thumbs up.
Yes, please subscribe. And my name is Earl, and I have been a serial ganjapreneur for the past 8 years in growing, processing, and retailing as a owner slash operator. And we are here to get a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
We are. So today's topic, we are going to talk about how marijuana can help people with ADD and ADHD.
Huh?
It's going to happen all show. But before we get into that, what do we got?
We have NUG News.
NUG News.
We have NUG News. Before we get into the main topic of ADHD, did I say that right?
ADHD.
Okay, cool. NUG News is sponsored by Tiggity. Tiggity is your first therapeutic journal app where you can journal how cannabis products affect you. So you can find products based upon your intention and know how they affect you as well. So kind of getting away from the indica sativa and more based upon what you're looking for. Sleeping, being calm, being uplifted, etc. So that's what Tiggity is. Check it out. Be the first to get sneak preview access.
Sneak peek preview
at tiggityapp.com, and that's going to come up right there. Boom. And it's also brought to you us by Craft Cannabis Club, the first private club for working professionals who are looking to get into the industry or who are in the industry and share a like-minded passion for cannabis.
That's good. I like that. What? Thank you, sponsors.
Yeah, so check out their website and submit an inquiry. All right, news. Cool.
What news do you got? We need a new grinder. News. Do you see this?
I just need a little twerk.
You try to grind.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's gonna break it.
Just need some alcohol. It's the trichomes. It's the red. Yes. I got that. I was thinking isopropyl, but then you went out and then I'm thinking loud tequila. Okay, I'm going back to the news. News. Michigan legislature moves closer to approving warning labels for marijuana. What warnings could be put on these labels?
Caution, may cure your cancer.
True. Well, actually, this warning label that legislation has approved is for pregnant women and those who are breastfeeding. They want to put a warning that beware of consuming if you're pregnant.
I've read studies, though, that where they've taken like 90 women who were pregnant, they didn't smoke weed. 90 women who were pregnant, they did smoke weed. And there was no discernible difference. They couldn't tell the children. And yeah. I personally will volunteer, if you're a doctor, when I get pregnant, I will volunteer to you do studies because yeah. There's no way I can't not smoke for 9 months.
I will volunteer with you if I was pregnant.
Well, because like it helps with morning sickness was one of the things. People had typically, the only difference were the women who smoked had easier pregnancies, easier births.
Really?
And like they didn't get morning sickness as much because obviously it helps with nausea.
Yeah.
They weren't in so much pain because it's a pain reliever.
Yeah.
So they had easier pregnancies overall.
I mean, I for one, it's a plant. If my wife did decide to keep consuming, I will support that 100%.
The worst part is that they drug test you.
Oh, after when the baby's born?
Well, while you're pregnant, they'll drug test you. When you go in for your doctor's appointment, they drug test you.
Oh, so you think having a card would help that?
No. I don't think having a card will. I think having a doctor do studies on you will. And that's why I will apply for a lot of studies.
Or you got to get one of those, what do you call them? The house moms? Or who's it?
Yes, the
midwives.
Midwives.
Midwives got to come
job.
In. Yeah, look at that. I don't know.
That's not right.
You said black nurse?
Wet nurse.
Oh, wet nurse. Okay. I was like, huh, black nurse? Okay. All right, moving on. Michigan. We're staying in Michigan. Owner of 5 Michigan marijuana dispensaries headed to federal prison. Yes.
What?
A Latino man, Mexican man, owned 5 dispensaries near Lansing, and he was raided like over 20 times.
Oh my gosh.
They actually had to pass over other dispensaries to raid him. Yes.
Wow.
And they are giving him 11-year sentence. 11-year sentence. He has to say bye to his little girl and serve 11 years. This is actually like just happening right now.
Oh my God.
So in the midst of them actually giving licenses for people to grow 1,500, unlimited amounts of plants. There's people operating dispensaries right now with no license, a temporary license. They have no idea where products are coming from. That's okay. But this man, who opened up dispensaries in Michigan at a time where they kept trying to, you know, switch up the laws and you can't do this.
Yeah, Lansing
was tough too. Yeah, I get that. But 11 years?
That's ridiculous.
11 years? 11 years? I mean, I don't know. That's really hard to swallow.
That is.
I don't think it's acceptable. I think we should take that into some kind of motivating, some kind of positive energy. By all means, granted, if he did go outside the law, I get it.
But some 11 kind of fine, years?
Some kind of fine. But for going
community
to jail...
Community service would be better for me.
For going to jail for something that should never be a criminal issue anyway.
That's
it was a health issue.
I feel so bad for him and his family.
So, I mean, if I illegally sell apples... I don't want to get raided and go to jail for 11 years. I believe we should be regulating cannabis like apples. Otherwise, you still have people going to jail for 11 years over what is still authorized and never should be illegal anyway. Okay. Check out the article. Support them. We're going to go national. Whole plant cannabis flower relieves pain more than other weed products, studies show. Which is along our mantra.
I mean, yeah, we've been saying that since we've started.
Yeah. The sum is greater than the individual parts, right? It's the whole orchestra, not the individual instruments. With the whole orchestra, you're more profound. And I believe that's how we look at cannabis. And this is a good article to support what the hell we've been saying the whole damn time anyway. Okay, the next one.
We're not crazy.
We're not.
This validates us.
Well, your eyes look crazy when you said that, though.
We're not crazy.
We're not crazy. Reefer madness. Reefer madness. She's touching it. DEA says it will finally let other grow research grade cannabis.
It's not just like the one, shittiest weed possible to test.
Which is like coming from Mississippi or something like that. There's one place they allow to grow research, and this happened because they wanted to research to see the safety and the medicalness of cannabis and see if it should be on a Schedule 1. But for almost 70 years, they've been dragging their feet this entire time. The only reason why this came up is because they got sued by a doctor who wants to also research.
Okay.
And a couple other doctors.
And he's like, enough is enough.
Right, because all their applications were just being ignored.
Right.
So he took them to court, and the court made a order. And said, you have 90 days or 30 days to actually start accepting these applications. 2 days before that deadline. That's what the DEA just came out and said. Now, hopefully, they don't drag their feet anymore. And this keeps going. But I feel like they can only drag it so much longer.
Right. Like, eventually, it's going to come to an end.
Yeah. And you can't say it's a Schedule 1 that has no medicinal value, even though it has medicinal value.
I like how you said that.
Okay. I don't even know how to say this president.
Buttigieg. Buttigieg? Buttigieg?
Yeah.
How is that? Pete? Okay.
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Nice.
Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Say it again.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
All right. She found the audience on that one, folks.
Little Pete. That's what I'm going to call him because he's little, too.
Is he? I haven't seen him.
I've seen him on the debates. He looks short compared to, like, Beto. Right, Beto is like a...
He's like a towering monster. He's like a Pistol Pete. He's a Pistol Pete. All right. Pistol Pete Buttigieg pledges to decriminalize possession of all drugs in first term as president, which is going along the thing with everybody. All
right. Right.
And it seems like, man, 2020.
So
what does that mean for the man who's got to go away for 11 years right now, right?
I think he should be freed, expunged. Everyone like him should be freed, expunged. And that's why I like Bernie, is because he, like, is including that. I feel like this is his response to Bernie, though.
Yeah, and I think everyone's trying to one-up the other, which
is
great.
And he's like, all of it.
Which is great because it should be a law that now you just can't settle for anything, right? Like, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, just been like, anything. Just even small amounts, possession, decriminalization. They're talking about expunging records.
Yes.
They're talking about letting people out.
Which is amazing. Like, we need this.
Which is why, reading that article, the man's got to go away for 11 years for something that other people are doing, the same exact behavior, even more. I mean, this is insane. You can't say this ever happen again in history. Like, this is insane.
This is an insane time we live in. Just in general.
You're going to look back when we're older. We're going to be like 90.
Remember 2019?
Is that going to be your old voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what those.
All right, and on to the main topic. Can marijuana help with ADD and ADHD?
Very good question. The world may never know.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yes.
It does. But let's talk about, you know, the pros and cons and get a well-balanced understanding about this. How it can help. What is ADHD? And what even different types of cannabis is good for. Mm-hmm. Same, right? So what is ADHD?
So ADHD stands for attention deficit hyper disorder. What is it? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Hyperactivity. And then ADD is attention deficit disorder. So basically the difference between ADD and ADHD is, like, 13 years ago they called it ADD, then 10 years ago they decided, nah, it's ADHD. And it's the same thing.
And some of the symptoms I'm reading here is inattention, so which means you not ability of not paying attention. It says disorganized, lack of focus, difficulty giving into attention to details, having trouble staying on topic while talking. I get that. I don't know if I believe in ADHD. I don't know. I know a lot of damn people like this. I feel like I know, but I get my mind. I'm listening to this topic.
So for me, I was diagnosed with ADHD about 10 years ago when I was 16. And, you know, they prescribed me medicine, of course. You know, they gave me Adderall and they were trying to figure out my dosage. And, you know, I'll say the Adderall helped. It definitely made me more focused versus, like, my mind. Like, I don't take Adderall anymore, but my mind races. Like, I don't know if you have conversations with me. I change the subject quite a bit.
And I notice myself catch the game up.
But that's also, like, I feel like a lot of it, too. Like, you catch up with me, but some people are like, that's wild. How did you jump from, you know, talking about the squirrel over there to talking about, you know, how we're going to run this business
or something.
I jump in and out, and that's a part of it. I fidget. Like a crap ton. I definitely notice I fidget a lot.
They declare that as hyperactivity. So fidgeting, squirms,
blurting out answers before someone else could talk. I do that a lot.
I know a lot of young people who do that too.
But so it's like, what is it? It's like 4% of the adult population have it, which I feel like is a very low number.
Okay, so having trouble playing quietly. Do you have trouble playing quietly?
Oh, yeah, I'm loud.
You did? Okay.
I'm loud as fuck.
Impatient? Are you impatient?
I am probably, yeah, I'm very impatient.
Having a hard time waiting to talk or react.
I did a good
job. Blurt out answers before someone finishes asking them a question. I get it. I mean, it's almost like, for example, for horoscopes for me. Or horoscopes? Horoscopes, right?
Yeah.
I feel like some of that sometimes is so generic that it can fit a lot of different scenarios. I do believe there's something to do with the stars. But I don't believe in what we are currently using as is the same time as Babylon. I mean, I believe the whole thing is different. I do believe there's something about when you're born. However, some of the stuff you read in a paper about, you know.
It's very general. Like, you're having money issues and it's going to be okay. And okay, I feel like, but who isn't?
And I get to maybe a different, say, you know, you may be impatient, but you're categorizing it. Someone with ADHD, maybe instead of being impatient on level 5, they're like an 8.
Right, like very impatient, or they fidget a lot, or like more than usual, or, you know, they kind of rattle. I'm a fast talker, so I don't blame that on the ADD or ADHD, but there's definitely a difference between me when I'm sober and me when I take Adderall.
Okay.
There's a clear, distinct difference. I definitely talk less. I notice myself talking less. I can focus in on one task. Like right now when I work, I have at least 3 tasks I'm working on, and I switch between them. Not that I'm inefficient in any of them, but when I take Adderall, I'm able to like focus in on one, finish the task completely, focus in on another. And so some things I do to help that is I make lists because my mind is just going. So I make lists, I write down everything. I'm constantly taking notes because when you're talking, I'm sorry, I'm probably not paying attention.
But I feel like that is a natural thing to me. I
get you've gotten used to me.
But I feel like even when I talk, even myself, for example, you know, we're going to get to pro tips and things like that. But, you know, I think a lot too. I think fast. But I, you know, I do work out and I meditate to help me be aware of the racing thoughts and not really stop them, but just watch them and then be able to just. But I just think, you know, it may be something that's natural. But let's go on to what the different medicines that people who are prescribed or diagnosed as the ADHD, you mentioned some medicine that you had to take.
So I did Adderall instant release. So there's Adderall extended release, Adderall instant release, Ritalin extended, Ritalin instant.
Now,
I think I got them all.
Now isn't
in Vyvanse.
Like in college, like there's people who they would take, or even in high school, but people would take these pills.
Yes.
And I believe it was Adderall.
All the time. Adderall is basically like speed. So a lot of people would take Adderall because it makes them like speed up. So when I take Adderall, it slows me down. which is how I know that I actually, there is something going on in my brain that this does help me slow down versus when people who don't have ADHD take the Adderall, they're speeding. And they think, a lot of people think of it as like, oh, it's a smart drug. Just because you take Adderall doesn't mean you're going to be smarter. It's not limitless. You actually have to study.
It helps you focus.
It helps you focus.
Like, for example, like I would drink a, like, or have like a caffeine pill or like a ginseng pill.
It's kind of like that. It's like taking speed.
Gives me, and that gives me a little focus. But I'm more on the herbal side of it. But there's a pharmaceutical side of that, which they also copied off of what was in plants. Anyway, but I get
Did I miss any of them? I didn't miss actually quite a bit.
Full clean, so there's a whole bunch of different medical scenarios. And so pretty much, for understanding of what ADHD is from a scientific point of view, what's going on with our bodies, is that there's an imbalance. And there's an imbalance within the neural system, correct? And I believe it's less dopamine and more, I believe it's GABA, which is gamma,
gamma-aminobutyric. Yeah.
Google it. All right, so you got dopamine, which is low, you got the GABA, which is high.
Yep.
And there's an imbalance when they should be kind of a little bit level.
Like more even.
Right.
But instead there's.
So then it's the opposite. If people who are taking it to focus, they don't have that, then they get a different reaction to that.
Right.
Now where it comes in with marijuana is that we have an endocannabinoid system, which is one of what we call 12 systems. Yep. So that's the 13th system now. And of those 12 systems, you see on the slide there, you have the muscular system. you got the skeletal system. You got the nervous system. The endocrine system.
Good job.
All right? That's what the moves and all those things. And sometimes I can get off balance and be like, smoke this. High wife. Happy life. So the urinary system. So we got all these systems. And all those systems could have imbalance anywhere.
Urinary.
What did I say?
Urinary? What? I have no idea what you said. Urinary.
Where your urine?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? All right. Anyways. So, yeah, I got it. So, the endocannabinoid system is like one of those type of systems, right? But the endocannabinoid system is responsible for bringing balance between all those systems. So, if your digestive system is fighting against your nervous system, or your endocrine system is off balance and is messing with your nervous system, all those things. So, our cannabinoids, we produce our own cannabinoids, are there to produce balance or bring balance.
Right.
But we can have a deficiency in naturally produced cannabinoids.
Yes.
So how do we fix the deficiency to bring in balance? We take outside cannabinoids, which has come from a plant. They call those, photocannabinoids. I almost forgot about it. Oh my God, photocannabinoids. So you take the photocannabinoids, they come inside, and it helps bring that balance. So with ADHD, where you are, say, low in dopamine and high in GABA, it can bring that balance back. And that's kind of how the question is, can cannabis help with ADHD? And the answer is yes, but there's a scientific reason why
it's
that
actually
happened.
Actually doing something.
Because of the cannabinoids that's found in plants fit lock and key with the cannabinoid receptors that we have, and that's how we can actually bring balance.
Exactly.
But what type of cannabis type?
There are a ton of cannabis types.
So, we're going to run down a few.
So,
go ahead.
I've never heard of this one, Synex.
Yeah, I never heard of that. I never heard of that plant type.
But this one is really good for, they say it's like drinking a cup of coffee. And it just kind of like gives you energy. So, something with ADHD is it's like a general not wanting to do things. And I always felt like super tired when I wouldn't take my Adderall. Because, you know, I'm not giving myself stimulants.
Yeah.
So I'm naturally going to feel tired. But they say smoking the Synex actually gives you, like, the, like, you're good.
So it's like a pick-me-up.
It's a pick-me-up.
Okay.
And yeah.
And then you got Green Crack.
Green Crack, which I did try when I was, because the shop I go to, they had it in stock. So I went there with, like, literally a list of, and I was like, I'm going to get everything that's on this list that I can. And Green Crack was there. I was like, give me some of that. And it's supposed to be, you know, the joke of how it came to be named was that Snoop Dogg smoked it and was like, oh, my God, this is like Green Crack. So they named it Green Crack. So it's supposed to make you feel upper. It's definitely a more, like, energized, like, you could feel racy on it and shaky. true OG. This one is a little bit more calming. So they say with this one, some people are, like, I am a very hyperactive, like, I go, 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 go.
Right.
And some people are kind of a little bit more reserved. This is for people that go, 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 go. If I'm a go person and I take green crack, I'm extra go. But if I take true OG, it calms me. It calms my mind. It calms the racing thoughts. It lets me sit down and think, okay, I'm going to do this task.
Okay.
Because I need that. Like, I've cleaned the house, went to the basement, went upstairs. The dishwasher was half loaded. Just open.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot I was doing that. And in my way of going to go do that, I cleaned the bathroom. And I came back to the kitchen, it was just open.
And so then you actually needed some true OG.
Like, I needed some true OG.
Okay.
That was some green crack.
Really?
That was.
Okay, what about Harla Sue? It seems like a Harlequin.
It does seem like Harlequin. This one is more CBD, though.
Yeah,
so it's not so much of a high. So if you get high really easily and you need something that's a little bit more calming, you don't want to feel so psychoactive, you would probably try this Harley Sue.
Okay.
But some of the ones that I didn't find through research. So most of these say, like, smoke the flower. I always, no matter what kind of flower, whether it's energetic or not, I feel calmer. I always feel calmer.
Okay.
I don't want to feel calm when I'm trying to get my work done. You know, I'm trying to feel ready and focused, not so calm.
Right.
And so I tried cookie glue in a vape. Cookie glue in a vape was actually my Goldilocks. Like, that was ideal situation, is I take my vape pen, I smoke my cookie glue, and I'm perfectly focused.
Now, see, I think there's a difference in there, because all these names we just mentioned, is that, like, the green crack, I know, is a little more fruity and floral. And then the true OG has a little bit more, I say piney, which is probably a little bit more immersing in it. So I think your nose, regardless of the name, because people can call anything. You could, you know, put green crack on anything, call it that. But you really, your nose is not going to lie to you. So I think if you do have ADHD, you're going to have to look at it and really go off of, all right, this smelled like this. This gave me this sense when I smelt it. And when I consumed it, it did this.
Right.
And then the next thing, you try something a little bit more earthy. And you try that, and you smoke that, and you're like, okay, that gave me a little too calm. So you kind of break it up in different aromas, I think, would be best, other than the actual strand or chemovar name.
Yeah.
Because it's going to vary batch to batch. But based upon what you were saying.
Yeah, so, like, I get the cookie glue from the same place every time. So I know whatever, this is their cookie glue, this works for me, and that's what I get. I also tried Jack Herrera, which was not on the list, because they said, I read comments too, because I was trying to get other types, and they said people are like, Jack Herrera works for me. And the Jack Herrera was nice. I would have liked to try it in a vape, though, because I honestly think I need it in a vape. I think the flower, no matter what, is going to make me feel too calm.
Okay.
That would be my advice, is try it in different forms. Don't just be stuck to flower. I want to smoke the flower. Just try it in another form.
That's what's up. And I think that sums up our main topic. I would like to let you guys know you can get the educational resources, the slides, all of it from CannabisTherapyNetwork.org, CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. And also, we're going to have links within the show notes as well, where you can actually download these slides and really, you know, spread to a friend and help each other come up with a ADHD plan. And we're going to go on to our next segment.
Pro tips.
How about our token takeaways?
We could do token takeaways first, because I always jump to pro tips.
That was the ADHD.
That is.
See? No.
I get so excited about the pro tips. I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's all good. I think one of my token takeaways from listening to the topic was that understanding it from a systematic point of view, it makes sense. As far as your endocannabinoid system, you know, there's a deficiency, whether it's too hot, whether it's too cold, you kind of want to get it in the 70s, per se, low 70s. I mean, there's no wonder why cannabis works.
Right.
And I think that holistic, whole plant side of it, not just CBD, not just THC, but looking at it as a whole plant scenario and really going off the aromas can really help you come up with a really good, effective treatment plan where you're not taking these pharmaceuticals that have a lot of different side effects.
Right.
Which we didn't even get into the side effects of taking the Adderall and all that
stuff. From personal experience, this is what I want to share as my token takeaway, is the reason I quit taking Adderall was because I would do what my doctor called a drug holiday, which is not where you just take a crap ton of drugs, because the first time she asked me that, I was like, no, but she told me it's actually where you go a couple of days without taking drugs. And I was like, yeah, every weekend, actually, I take my Adderall during the week, and then on Saturday, Sunday, I wouldn't take Adderall. I started getting headaches on Saturday, Sunday, like consistently.
Oh, wow.
Every single weekend I was getting a headache.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try to not take my Adderall and see if my headaches go away. And I probably had the worst headaches of my life for like 2 weeks because I was withdrawing.
Wow.
And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, I'm having withdrawals from a drug my doctor prescribed me.
Now, have you ever paused from taking cannabis? And if you have you ever had withdrawals?
I've never had withdrawals from cannabis, and I have paused from cannabis multiple times. Never once even felt like I need to smoke.
Good,
you know?
Good takeaway. No, that's good. I mean, it's the difference between a pharmaceutical, which is isolated compounds, versus a plant. What we're talking about, cannabis, is more of a whole plant scenario. So that's what's up. Now we can go to our pro tips.
Pro tips. Oh my God, I have so many.
I'm an Adderall cannabis pro right here.
Well, because I did it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try it. And if you are going to try it, you know, like I told my doctor, because I knew I had a doctor's appointment the next month, and I was like, I stopped taking it. So make sure to tell your doctor right away, and definitely don't sell your Adderall on the side. Like, if you don't take it into your doctor, because it's a controlled substance. Like, I have to go see my doctor every 3 months.
Oh, yeah?
And so now it's kind of nice that I don't have to go every 3 months just for that.
So you went, you're off?
I'm off it completely.
Shut up.
And she was actually happy.
What?
Like, when I told my doctor, she was like, oh, I've actually, you know, I've heard a lot of people quit Adderall once they're older because they form better habits for themselves.
Oh, wow.
Like, when I was in high school, no, I never made lists. I never had a planner. I never did any of that, but I formed these habits.
Wow.
And so now I'm able to remove the drug and handle the issue. And I was actually really happy because, you know, some doctors get mad if you stop taking their drugs.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, it's an economic thing for me.
It is.
Too.
But she was, like, happy for me.
That's good. That's really good. And this is the reason why, again, the war on drugs, war on certain plants than others, per se, is just ridiculous. And the 2020 race is going to be very important.
It is.
Man, you talk about, you had quite a few takeaways. I just added, like, five. but I'm going to be real quick. I would say avoid high percentages of myrcene.
Okay.
Myrcene is usually found in a lot of short and stalky type plants, what we call them indicas, because they're good for the couch lock.
Okay.
And they're good for sleepiness. So if you're really trying to become alert or focused, it may just make you more tired, which is kind of what you're talking about. I heard CBN, I don't know how true this is or not, but CBN, and there's a lot of different cannabinoids, CBN, CBD, THC, THCA. So CBN is one of those. And they say avoid CBN because CBN may promote sleepiness as well.
Okay.
So if you're trying to be alert, myrcene and CBN is not your friend. CBD along with THC is best. CBD by itself does not work nearly as efficient as it does with the rest of the orchestra. And then microdosing, going low and slow. Sometimes if you take more than 5 milligrams, now you're kind of going past your sweet point.
That's a really good point.
And then now you're kind of just like, you know what, I'm just chilling. Where if you just took, like, you know, 5 milligrams, you may even feel it, but you all of a sudden catch yourself, oh, shoot, I've been in a groove, you know?
Right.
And you don't have to go to Mars, you know? And then do what feels right for you, meaning you should keep a journal.
Mm-hmm. I kept little pieces of paper.
Yeah. And then Tiggity, that's the point of Tiggity itself, the Tiggity app for you, the journal, and be able to share treatment plans like this as well. But in the meantime, I mean, definitely journal, track what they did for you, and then try to be consistent with it and share with others, huh?
I like those.
Cool.
That was really good.
Boom.
All right, cool. So don't forget to subscribe, please, and give this video a thumbs up and share it.
Yes, and thank you for everyone who has been subscribing. You have been listening to us ask you to subscribe, and we have reached 100. And for that, Jen and I are going to do a Working Out Why High episode.
Yep.
Where I am the personal trainer. And she is the trainee. It's going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I still roll the joints.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. But thank you for subscribing. Please continue to subscribe. Please continue to share us. Thank you. And we air a new episode every Thursday on YouTube.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Cool.